My name is Patrice Costa. I'm president of the European Institute of Ecology. I earned a PhD in biogeography, focusing on the large wetlands of Lorraine. After graduating, I spent my entire career in journalism as a senior reporter, covering environmental issues in the broad sense. As a naturalist with a passion for ornithology, the science of birds, from a very young age, I was able, among other things, thanks to my job, which allowed me to travel extensively, to feel this collapse of biodiversity very early on, and lament the sad fact that this phenomenon has accelerated significantly over the past 40 years, as evidenced by the loss of 80% of flying insect species and the disappearance of 800 million birds in Europe alone. This biodiversity is our life insurance, but people don't seem to understand or acknowledge this. And yet, we only arrived on Earth very recently. Homo sapiens have been around for 300,000 years. Sharks, by comparison, have existed for 400 million years. But since the Industrial Revolution, the impact of human societies on the ecological chain and its interrelationships has never been so severe. For my part, I've always fought and will continue to fight for the right to live on a planet that respects all forms of life. In the current context, where natural ecosystems are being impoverished across the board, this is no easy task. To rise to this challenge, we need to train and raise the awareness of as many people as possible. This can take the form of citizen science initiatives aimed at the general public. It can also be supported by interventions in schools, as the Institute of Ecology is striving to do. Through its activities, it's seeking to slow down or even halt this decline in biodiversity. They can also be applied to the restoration of wetlands, two-thirds of which have disappeared in recent years because they've been dried up or drained to allow for the expansion of agricultural land, or because of soil artificialization to boost construction and urban infrastructure in our country. And yet, these are the natural habitats that are the richest in wild flora and fauna, and their usefulness in terms of carbon storage and as buffer zones in the event of rainfall and flooding is well established. Over the past 20 or so years in Lorraine, Alsace and Haute-Saône, I've proposed and secured the rehabilitation of around a dozen former alluvial quarries in valley bottoms, with the aim of returning these aquatic environments to nature through appropriate redevelopment work. This initiative has turned out to be very positive, and it's been very quick to implement. In other areas, measures to protect, conserve, and even reintroduce certain endangered species can lead to encouraging results, as we can see with some large birds of prey in our country and with the Eurasian beaver in Lorraine. However, we have a long way to go, and our efforts often come up against conflicts of interest and even ignorance, as demonstrated by the situation of wolves in France. These canids, which had been completely exterminated, reappeared naturally 35 years ago in mainland France from neighboring Italy, with all the controversy that this return has fueled. Like all large predators, whether furry or feathery, wolves are nevertheless an essential part of the food chain, ensuring its balance, although we humans tend to forget this all too often.